One downtown office building has something unusual on the 28th floor. No, it's not the breathtaking view of Boston, the harbor, or sleek furniture. This one feels like a salon or spa, with music playing in the background and a killer magazine selection. Welcome to the new face of healthcare, a new medical practice called One Medical, founded by Tom Lee.
What we've looked at is kind of best of breed hospitality industries in the restaurant industry, kind of hotels and otherwise, and asked ourselves, why doesn't it exist in healthcare?
Healthcare that resembles restaurants and hotels sounds like a stretch. Think about when you go to the doctor. The whole thing is a production. If you're driving, you have to find a parking spot, then you check in with the receptionist, and hopefully she's not on the phone when you get there. Then you wait. And you're likely sitting on an uncomfortable chair that could be named medical mauve or institutional teal. You pass the time flipping through a back issue of People, wondering how many people have done the same. At One Medical, it's a different story.
For us, you know, when you arrive, you're seen on time. You know, most of our visits, over 90%, are within the first few minutes of actually arriving. And then your visit with the doctor is much more extended. So you have more time to actually have a conversation and kind of discuss what your personal issues are.
No wait time? Long doctor's visit? How does that work?
So what we tried to do is design an economic model that allowed us to spend more time with patients. And ultimately, the way we did that was we used technology to lower our overhead, and that allowed us to spend more time with patients.
So the staff that you typically see in a doctor's office, medical assistant, nurse practitioner, maybe a billing person, they're not there. The money that would go toward paying an office staff goes into One Medical's technology and software. There is even a triage app that patients can log into on their smartphones and inquire about symptoms, request prescriptions, or book their own appointments. Patients also can email the doctors at One Medical anytime, so you're always a few clicks away from your doctor.
Which sounds pedestrian in the modern era, but in healthcare, that's actually a big thing just because of the way it's structured and financed.
Because doctors don't get paid for the time spent emailing or calling patients. In a traditional practice, a physician sees 25 to 30 patients a day. Since the doctors at One Medical dedicate a chunk of time every day emailing their patients, they see half that, and this allows them more time to spend with each patient. But this kind of access comes with a catch, a $200 annual fee. That may not sound like much to those willing to pay a premium for quicker and easier access, but that's what concerns one physician.
The concern I have with people paying out of pocket like that for a fee is that you will start seeing the development of multiple tiers of healthcare. And, you know, I think that really goes against what really the country needs.
Joe Gravel is president of the Massachusetts Academy of Family Physicians. He's also the chief medical officer of the Lawrence Family Health Center.
A $200 fee or any annual fee really is cost prohibitive for many people. Certainly the patients that go to community health centers, $200 is a lot of money. Unfortunately, I think the model may not work in a lower income community, but I think what it really is saying is that people are having trouble with access. They're having trouble with communication with their physician.
Another factor to the access problem is the growing shortage of doctors. The Association of American Medical Colleges says there will be a shortage of almost 66,000 primary care physicians by the year 2025. Gravel says the burnout element is leading to another problem. More and more physicians are reducing their hours because the workload is too overwhelming. Could One Medical's model be a potential fix to deal with physician burnout? Gravel says while innovative, their model is a temporary solution to a systemic problem.
Primary care in a large part is really dying a death of 1,000 cuts. And some of these are band-aids to some of those cuts, but what we really need is structural reform of how we pay primary care physicians. And that structural reform needs to take into account non-office-based work.
Back at One Medical on the 28th floor of 28th State Street, the moody pop rock sounds of Arcade Fire spills out of the speakers as Tom Lee is framed by a panoramic view of Boston and the harbor, an untraditional though fitting backdrop for this new medical practice. While Lee agrees that systemic changes need to happen deep within the healthcare infrastructure, he's moving forward with his model, opening One Medical's 20th location by the end of the year.
People are so used to, one thing. You can either have this or this. And that's the beauty of innovation is you can actually have higher quality care and service at a more affordable price and also be lower cost for the system. So, and a big part of it is, just innovation, using technology, using kind of more creative process to kind of make something work better.
And the only way to find out if another model works better is by taking that risk and trying it out yourself. Christina Quinn, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.